Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Food.
Are you looking
at my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show? I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's Dancestors genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Do you feel like you grew up?
Now, you are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Again, it takes us off target. It also might put us in a state of mind that might not be joy-filled, right? Because we might be living in that past situation, that past memory, and having maybe fear or resentment, and then having maybe fear that it's going to come back around this time around. And I find that it's interesting because I feel like we put so much stock into various days of the year. I always think that that's a funny human thing to do, is that we put stock in our birthdays, which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying that we shouldn't love our birthdays, but we put stock on the birthdays. We put stock on lots of different things that maybe are cool to put stock into, but we don't need to be looking toward that or future thinking into that. And I think we do that quite often. I also think it's interesting, too, that I feel that many of us, because of the responsibility level, I feel that that's a huge thing that we end up needing to look at being mindful. And I think the mindfulness situation, and I don't know if you know, you've actually experienced the mindfulness situation, but I feel like when we actually are able to be mindful, and that takes skill, right? Because that's what Buddhist monks do. Buddhist monks work on this mindfulness concept of eliminating all thought, right? And it takes a long time, and it's interesting, once you finally do eliminate all thought, all of a sudden your brain is telling you that there's a problem because you're not thinking. So it's a very interesting dynamic. ED tendency, borderline personality disorder tendencies, and how that impacted them growing up. And the interesting part about this is not just the growing up piece, because that's very important. In order to get to our core beliefs and get through the core wounds, we have to get to that childhood peace. And that childhood peace that many of us have overlooked, we swept under the rug, most of the time we don't give it that much credence, right? We don't think, oh, our childhood directly impacted how I am today. But it did. It did. And what I'm saying is, it's not like, oh, let's just sit there and whine about it and cry about it. We're not doing that. That's not what Live Your True Life Perspectives has ever been about, right? It's all about empowerment. Empowerment is what this show is about. Knowledge. Power. And I find that when you go back to childhood and we look at some things that took place in our childhood, we're able to see why we made certain decisions or why we've made and continue to make certain decisions in our adult life. We're also able to see why we've chosen certain people in our life, healthy and extremely unhealthy. And the interesting part is the folks in our life right now that seem to trigger us because it feels like a torture to be around. This is very interesting, and it's going to be very eye-opening, so stick around for this whole show, because this is an eye-opening show, because I feel that we get surrounded by these same type of personalities. So let's take, for example, that your mother was a raging narcissist, and it really wasn't ever about what you did. She didn't really think about what you were doing, didn't have a lot of time for you. And so growing up, you felt alone, mistreated, not recognized, not given a lot of attention. And maybe you were given attention when you did something big so that she could talk about how great you are, so that in that process, you know, she can actually kind of gloat about herself, right? Because that's a tendency of a narcissistic parent, is to only see the huge things that the child does, and brings those amazing things up to friends and family and other people, anybody that'll listen, because guess what? You are their offspring. So just in the concept of being in proximity, they can actually own that success of yours because it makes them feel better, because again, they are the parent, right? So that's important. So growing up in that dynamic and growing up and going through school and graduating and doing all that stuff that you need to do, whatever that looks like, and you went through all those different processes. And now you probably are at a job, working a job. Some of you work for yourself. But for everybody that doesn't work for yourself, there's some interesting personalities, right, at the job. And there's some people that probably remind you or trigger you more often than not. Because I find that we don't really recognize the consistent patterns. We actually just get triggered by it, right? So if mom was a certain way, and it was very off-putting, and you would ask for assistance and it wasn't given, or when you did something, it was, you know, oh, this could be better, or why didn't you do this, or, you know, nitpicked. And you might not realize those similarities because nobody's thinking about comparing their mom to their boss. Nobody's thinking about comparing their dad to their coworker. It's just not something that you think about. But when you begin to realize that the traits are consistent, we can actually get out of that trigger zone. That's one of the things that I really want to cover in today's first segment of our podcast today, is the trigger, right? The being triggered. Being triggered, right? Just the word triggered alone doesn't sound very positive, because it's not. We're being triggered by something. And it's, you know, it's not something that we want to be triggered by, and it's not something that we really seem to have any control over. It feels like the trigger is running our lives. And so whether it's your coworker or somebody you know or supposedly a friend of yours, when they start doing certain things, it can create you to feel triggered by that and react. We react. And the reaction most of the time causes the issue. Because, for example, let's say that you are reacting to something that a narcissist does to you. So you're reacting to something a narcissist does, and you're reacting to them. They're going to turn around the concept on you. They're going to turn it around on you, and they're going to make you default. So if you do something and then you argue or fight, they're going to turn it around on you that there's something wrong with you, or your tone is not right, or whatever it looks like, you're going to be the one in the wrong because they're not going to take responsibility for their actions. And I find that being triggered is something that happens to a lot of us. But in order to stop being triggered, we have to see the similarities and the concept of the similarities within the situation and understand why we're being triggered in the first place. And I find this is a good example, and I'll just throw this out there. When you've always wanted to be accepted by somebody, and I know that acceptance and validation is a big deal, and acceptance and validation is a subject that's near and dear to my heart because for a very long time growing up, I didn't understand acceptance and validation, and most of us don't. Most of us don't even realize we're looking outside of ourselves for acceptance and validation. Many people just think, oh, I just want friends, or I just want to be in a relationship. But the relationship is toxic, but I keep letting them back in my life. I just got to let them back because they said they changed. Well, they didn't change this time, but I'm going to let them try it again. Okay, they didn't change this time. And it's interesting, we go through that process, that toxic process in these relationships, because why? Because we want their acceptance and validation. We want them to see us and be like, man, she's awesome, or he's awesome, or I love him, or they're a good person, or they're smart, or they're intelligent, or they're XYZ. Whatever the acceptance and validation you're looking for, you're accepting the toxicity and the yin-yang and the atmospheric changes of reality that they're giving, that I'm your friend and then I hate you, you know, I hate you, don't leave me concept, all to actually get acceptance and validation. And many of us don't realize that. And we don't realize that this goes back to core wounds. This goes back to our childhood. This goes back to the things that we didn't get growing up. There were multiple times where we didn't get what we needed growing up. We didn't get that validation. Mom didn't validate us. Dad didn't validate us. We didn't get that validation from a parent. And not getting validation from a parent is very challenging because you are a child of this parent. You are an offspring of this person. And we look up to our parents as giants. They're giants. They're all omniscient, very smart people that are huge and tall and big. And we're like, whoa, oh my gosh. You know, when you're born, your parents are huge. They're giants. And so we look to them for that acceptance. But what happens when we don't get it? What happens if we go through childhood trying to get the acceptance of our parents, trying to get our dad to see our value, trying to get your mom to see your value, but they just don't, and you come up short. And it doesn't stop there. I'd love to say that, oh, you go through that, and you move on, and you don't think about it ever again, and it's just not the way it is. That desire for validation and to get that from your family is so important that you don't realize that you start looking outside of yourself for that validation from here on out. It's just part of it. It's part of the concept. You've already been looking outside of yourself for validation this entire time. Why would that change as an adult? And especially when he didn't get it, it's something that you so, so desperately want. And I find it interesting, too, the human dynamic of once you get the validation and acceptance from somebody, it's not interesting anymore. You go out and you start looking for the validation and acceptance from other people, and the ones that don't give it to you are the ones that you lament over, the ones that you wonder, wow, I wonder why they don't like me. What can I do? What can I do to change myself? What can I do? I've got to do something because I really want them to like me. I really want them to see who I am. Okay, I get it. I was there back in the day, too. I remember back in elementary school, and I don't know if you remember this, but if you do, you get me, right? You get me. And, you know, like, you know, fourth, fifth grade, and you're hanging out, and there's some cool kids, you know, in high school. I mean, sorry, there's some cool kids in elementary school. They look like they were in high school, right? They look like some of the girls that I thought were so cool in elementary school, they look like they were 15. I look like I was 5. Okay, I look like I was 5, which I appreciate now, but at the time, looking like you were 5, not great. And I remember I wanted to sit so badly at this one table. You know, I was like, oh man, you know, I want to sit with the cool kids. You know, and it didn't necessarily happen. And it's funny how you think about wanting that validation and acceptance, and you think about it the whole time as a kid. I wish I could be friends with so-and-so, but you don't think about the fact that you're friends with all these other people, that all these other people care about you. It's just the two or three people that don't want to talk to you, that you want to win over so bad because it means so much to you. And that's really the crux of what we're going to be talking today about, because I want to help you to not get triggered by some of these childhood wounds. And I want you to see things clearly and understand when you're dealing with people that have certain signs and symptoms, to be sure that you're really seeing things clearly. Because oftentimes when we're surrounded by things, for example, when we're surrounded by folks that have more narcissistic personality disorder, and we can go through some of those signs and symptoms too, just here in a few minutes. But when you're dealing with that, and you were dealing with that being raised, it's a blind spot. Because it's not like you could be a kid and be like, okay, so I'm 6 years old and my dad is acting like XYZ. And quite honestly, this seems like narcissistic personality disorder signs and symptoms. And now I realize exactly why this makes me feel this way, because he's making me feeling inferior because he's not giving me acceptance because he can't accept himself. And he's wearing this mask. Yeah, nobody's saying that one. We didn't know that. So we had a blind spot to it. So having that blind spot has created having a blind spot as we get older with other people with the same signs and symptoms and the same actions and attitudes. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the concept of how we can have a scientific experiment to really make some changes. We're going to talk about all that good stuff, because that's what matters. It's about helping make change that's positive and proactive in your life that you can do right now. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191, 800-818-0191, 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save
money? Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician, founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about kidney failure and high blood pressure. Kidney failure and high blood pressure are due to artery disease in the kidneys, not caused by cholesterol, but by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens. Give up all those bad foods and take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Take our program, which we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And people who have not urinated in 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. After 2 weeks, they start urinating again. They drop their dialysis down to 3 days a week. And then after 25 years of being on dialysis because they did not want to have a kidney transplant, you're totally off of dialysis, or doctors are scratching their head. How can that be? Well, that's because 95-98% of the time when people have kidney issues, guess what? It's really an artery issue. And you'll be amazed. This also helps the arteries in the brain when you have vascular dementia, coronary artery disease, and also in your legs and other places, including the kidneys. It's an amazing thing when you take this program and stay away from the bad foods. And just remember, you also want to stay away from statin drugs because cholesterol is your best friend. Cholesterol makes up 95% of the weight of testosterone and estrogen. No ED if you're eating 3 eggs twice a day. And there's a dementia that's caused by doctors. It's called Alzheimer's disease. It did not exist until they started giving people statin drugs and telling you to stop eating eggs. You need to eat 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Hard-boiled eggs won't do. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm bringing up the fact that many of us grew up around people that were maybe narcissistic in nature. And it feels like even after you move past that or put some distance between some of those people or family members, it seems like you're surrounded by them right now at your workplace, around people that are supposedly your friends. And it makes you upset. It gets you angry. You feel upset about it. You feel stressed out about it. You feel like you're walking on eggshells. It seems to trigger you sometimes. Perhaps you're dealing with people that are passive aggressive in behavior, and that's very challenging to you, and it's hard to understand that behavior. So how do we take these situations with these people demonstrating these types of behavior? How do we do that? How do we do it, and how do we make it work for us? Because that's the key. We don't want to be a slave to this. We don't want to be tortured by this. We want to take this to the next level and actually do something with this that actually works to our advantage. And the first thing that I want you to think about is this, is that a lot of times we feel like we're being tortured by these people, but actually these people can be the best lesson for us if we actually use it to the right cause. And what I mean by that is if you actually begin to see the connection, right, you got to see the connection from your past and how you were raised with the people that you're surrounded by. Is there some signs and symptoms that are similar? Are there some actions and attitudes that are similar? Actions and attitudes are big, because a lot of times the signs and symptoms are there, but we overlook them because this is supposedly our friend, or we overlook it because this is our coworker, or we overlook it because it's our boss, because we're not thinking that way. We're not thinking like that. And so we have to look at every single person in our life as a person, right? There's no specific judgment of their good, bad, or any sort of label. Like, just labeling someone as a boss can take us off target, right? Because we feel like a boss should be there, should be a guiding light for the company, that sort of thing. And sometimes that's just not true. It's kind of like the idea of if you were growing up and you had an issue with one of your parents, and a parent's supposed to be there for you, love you, care for you, you know, help you understand life, you know, just be that person that rocked your Gibraltar. And sometimes that's not true. Sometimes that's very far from the truth. Sometimes you had to parent your own parent. Sometimes your parent wasn't there. Sometimes your parent put you down and made you feel bad. And sometimes what happened with your parents created this acceptance issue, value issue, because mom or dad couldn't see your value, didn't want to see your value, couldn't do it. Couldn't find your value because what? They couldn't see their own value, or they were so self-absorbed they didn't even see anything for that matter.
USA Radio News. Ukrainian President Zelensky declined to comment on whether he ordered an attack on a Russian fuel depot. The Secretary of Ukraine's National Security Council denied allegations from Moscow that two Ukrainian helicopter gunships had struck the facility in the city of Belgorod
If Moscow's claim is confirmed, it would be the war's first known attack in which Ukrainian aircraft penetrated Russian airspace. President Biden says it's Russian President Vladimir Putin's fault that prices are going up.
Putin's invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas prices and food prices all over the world.
A judge denied Ghislaine Maxwell's request for a new trial, rejecting her claim of juror bias. Maxwell filed the motion after a man who served on the jury that convicted her of sex trafficking last year revealed he was a victim of childhood sexual abuse, which he had not disclosed in jury selection. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm acknowledging the fact that many of us have been triggered as a child. We had childhood traumas that became our childhood wounds and our core wounds that we deal with. And a lot of times when somebody activates a core wound, we get triggered. And in that triggering, in that activation, we might not be ourselves. We might be very angry. We might get very accusatory. We might get very quiet in nature and be more childlike. We might run away from things. We might try to avoid things. And so in today's show, I want to acknowledge, especially if you were raised around a family dynamic where there was an overt or covert narcissist and you dealt with that in your life, you may be surrounded by overt or covert narcissists now, and you don't understand why. You feel like, why in God's green creation would I be surrounded by more narcissists? There's a narcissist within a one-mile radius. I'm totally there with them. They're either, you know, working for me, or they're living in the building you live in, or they're people that you consider friends, you know, and the list goes on. So it's interesting. And I a little bit about narcissism real quick, just because I think it's interesting. I think most of us all, you know, pretty much know. But, you know, when you're looking at that overt narcissist, you know, you're kind of looking at that just strict NPD. You know, you got the grandiose sense of self-importance. You have the excessive admiration that is wanted for what they do. You know, being preoccupied with the concept of success and power and all that type of things that go along with it. To believe that they're special and unique and can only be understood by certain people or only associate with those types of people or high status, high profile people or situations. That sense of entitlement is one of the big ones for me. That sense of entitlement. When you're dealing with people that are extremely entitled, it's like, you know, what's yours is mine, what's mine is mine. And that entitlement is interesting because that entitlement bridges the gap with money and finances and items and, you know, just even getting, you know, attention. All these things are very interesting. That interpersonal explosive type behavior, you know, the lack of empathy. That lack of empathy is a big one. That's a huge one. The lack of empathy, the envy of others, or the belief that others are envious of them. So they, you know, they can be very envious of what other people have. They believe that other people are the same with them. Just kind of arrogant and have that attitude. One of the things that I find interesting, though, when we're dealing with some of this, is that it's all based on self-awareness. One thing that the narcissist does not possess is any sort of self-awareness. They're just not self-aware. Just not self-aware. And that's one of the big keys, is just not being self-aware. And that's frustrating and challenging to deal with someone when they're not self-aware, because they're not aware of how their actions impact you at all. They don't care, and they're not aware. So they don't even think about it. So they could do something and not even think about how this is ever going to affect you. And they just do it. And that can be very challenging. That can be very triggering, right? That can be very triggering for us, because especially if you've been around that growing up and the parent dynamic didn't care, you know, and that could be very challenging. The other side of the coin is the covert narcissist. The other side of the coin is the covert narcissist, and I think that's always an interesting one, because that can be the harder to spot one, that covert. That can be challenging, because, you know, it's almost like it's hidden from them too, to some degree. But, you know, one of the big things is that, you know, I think when you look at the signs of covert narcissism, it's a real strong sensitivity to criticism. You cannot criticize them. You cannot criticize them. This is a big deal. You cannot criticize them. It's interesting, because when you criticize them, that anger and that resentment builds up, and they might not speak to you again. If it's somebody that you don't know that well, that could be the end of that relationship. Well, it might not be a bad thing. They dismiss from other people. They're very self-centered. They're extremely sensitive. And again, it's very self-centered. With a covert narcissist, it's hard sometimes, because, you know, they can hide it so well. And remember, it's a very self-centered thing. And they can be very self-centered, but they can actually be funny in the fact that it could be a conversation about how they are extremely overweight. So, a narcissist is not going to talk about how they're extremely overweight or how they need to lose weight, or, oh my God, look at me, I gained all this weight. Like, everybody's sitting at dinner, hanging out, having a good time, and the covert narcissist has to pull the conversation back to them and be like, oh, I'm trying to lose 20 pounds, I'm trying to lose 20 pounds on Jenny Craig or whatever. Y'all see it? Look, come on, y'all see this? And so that can be, you know, a lot of that. And sometimes with the covert narcissist, it's not something that they're really boasting and bragging about that you really want. But again, that brings it back to full circle. They start holding court again, and that becomes that situation. That self-absorbed behavior is extreme. And so if you were dealing with that as a child with a parent dynamic, let's say like mom was extremely self-absorbed. Okay, that's challenging, because as a child, you're looking to your mom to give you attention, to give you reinforcement, and then there's that self-absorbed type reality there. There's that self-absorbed reality. And so that's something that I really want you to think about, is look at the concepts, look at that self-absorbed, look at the passive-aggressive behavior. That's another thing, is that what about the silent treatment? What about the passive-aggressive behavior? What about the avoidance? And I really want you to look at these things, because you might be receiving some of this from somebody and not even realize and say, oh my gosh, that's what's been happening. That's what's been triggering me. That's exactly what's been triggering me, and that's what I've dealt with when I was growing up. And that is something that I want you to look at and understand, because it could be happening in the workplace and you don't even realize what's happening, but you're being triggered by it. And think about that impact. So if you were raised around passive-aggressive behavior, when somebody is passive-aggressive, how does that affect you? You know, passive-aggressive behavior can make somebody cry. Some passive-aggressive behavior can make somebody very angry. Passive-aggressive behavior can make somebody very quiet and disconnected because they don't know how to deal with it. Sometimes it can be where somebody's very passive-aggressive and you try to, like, play into them. You try to placate them. And you lose yourself in this when we play these games with people. The silent treatment, when somebody's giving you the silent treatment. And you know, some of these folks are so unself-aware, they don't even know they're doing it. Some of them are very masterful, and some of them are just not really good at what they do. But some of them are really good at what they do as far as manipulation and gaslighting is concerned. And if that's what you're dealing with, that can be very triggering. And I kind of just want you to step back and analyze, because you're probably around somebody right now, multiple people, that you feel a little beaten down by being around. Maybe when you're around them, you don't feel very confident. Maybe when you're around them, you feel very quiet. Maybe even around them and you didn't realize it, that you seem to go into some childlike states of mind. When we deal with, you know, with core wounds and how they were created based on our childhood, some of those wounds, you know, go back to when we were 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, and we can remember exactly what happened. You can begin to remember the actual situation that created the problem. If you were made fun of, maybe, you know, it was, you were 6 years old and it was your first grade and you remember being bullied. And maybe it wasn't so much the bullying situation that took place. Maybe it was more of how you ran to a parent and your parent wasn't helpful. They made fun of you, or they discounted what you said, or they didn't listen, or they weren't supportive. All these things, and I know that you say, oh, well, do we have to really reflect on this? Well, I wish we could sweep it under the rug, but it's kind of the same thing when somebody tells me, I just want to look at my last breakup. I don't want to look at my previous two divorces. Okay, so we got to look at the previous relationships to understand how we got here, and we have to look at the relationship between those people and you and the connections between all those people you've been with, because there's connections, there's similarities, there's things that they bring to the table that are very similar, and these are things that we need to understand you better. And that's what's so important. But when you're dealing with the silent treatment, when you're dealing with passive-aggressive behavior, it can be hard to spot sometimes when it's not in your relationship at home, when it's not in a marriage, when it's not in a romantic relationship. You're not looking for that, possibly. You're not looking for, oh, am I being given the silent treatment by somebody that I work with? And these are things to really begin to think about and understand, and I think this is, you start opening your state of mind and you start understanding how things are affecting you, why things are affecting you, and then how can we change these or not get triggered by these types of things when we're dealing with it. And something to step back and think about is we all have to go through these things. We all have to go and understand the process of what we're doing. And that's so valuable. It's so valuable to understand why we're doing this. And this is to not be triggered. This is to understand why we're doing what we're doing. This is to overcome, you know, the childhood wounds. It's to overcome that dynamic. It's to understand, too, that we can make things right. We can change things. We can augment things. And we can also begin to clear out those wounds by being able to stand up for ourselves. To be able to stand up for ourselves, to begin to understand, and to be able to see, okay, I have these wounds, but if I actually begin to make changes and I actually begin to understand the correlation and the cycle between these situations, I can start beginning to safeguard myself. And in the process of safeguarding myself and doing what's right by myself, I can begin to defend myself. I can begin to create more power in my life. I can begin to stand up for myself and creating more self-esteem and self-care. And I can begin to validate myself and understand those types of things to create this happiness in my life and this joy and this contentment, because that's exactly what it is. And the only way we can begin to do that is to see the consistency and patterns in our life based on our core wounds and based on those fears we have. Think about those fears. Like the fear of abandonment is a big one. And many of you out there have been abandoned. You were abandoned as a child by one of your parents. You were abandoned as a child by one of your parents. And when that happens, you fear that everybody's going to leave you. At some point in time, you feel that everyone's going to leave you. And you worry when that's going to be. And in that process of fearing that, there's multiple things that comes from the fear of abandonment. So let's say that we go into every relationship with the subconscious mind saying that everybody's going to leave us. What happens here is that we normally get engaged in relationships where people are going to leave us because we actually attract our fear. We attract what we actually fear. The other side of the coin is we might get into relationships where they aren't like that, but because of our fear, we're constantly acting from that fear. We're constantly wondering when the other shoe is going to drop, and we end up doing something to ruin the relationship. We end up pushing the buttons of that person and pushing them to a point where they decide to break and they've had enough. Whether we're questioning what they're doing or questioning, you know, what they think about us or constantly pushing the envelope and constantly questioning them, and eventually they break and say, I've had enough, I'm done with this. And then they leave and you say, see, everybody leaves. See, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So in order to understand this, we have to get to the core of the abandonment. We have to understand that. We have to get to the core of that abandonment. We have to look at it. We have to see where it started. Some of it started with the parent leaving. Some of it started, you know, if maybe you lost a brother or sister. Some of it started when even later on in life. And also, some of it could have started, too, later on in life with a divorce or something like that. But normally, this real core wound starts as a child, and it festers. And it festers. And it gets into every relationship, and it gets into our fear, and it creates that fear, and that overarching fear, and that overarching fear. And that becomes the big problem in our life, because we literally look at it from all that perspective, and every relationship has the possibility of failing, and sometimes we can push it that way or not. So think about the fear. The thing that we actually dread can come true. The thing that we actually dread can come true because we're not being self-aware. We're not being self-aware of the core wound triggers that we're holding on to. And that's very important. It's very important for us to think about. So think about it. If the fear is about not getting acceptance because you haven't gotten acceptance, you're going to be looking for acceptance and validation from everyone. But remember, and this is something I talk about more often than not, is that somebody cannot validate you if they don't validate themselves. They just can't. It's impossible. I can't validate you if I haven't validated myself. So this is a big key here. And we look for that validation, and we look for all people to validate us. And many people might have their own issues. They might have narcissistic tendencies. They might have validation issues. And so that becomes a problem. So we're looking to someone to validate us that can't, because they don't validate themselves, and we're not getting that. And that we're getting in response maybe passive-aggressive behavior, silent treatment, and that's when we begin to accept toxic-type relationships in the form of toxicity for that acceptance. And that's what is so challenging, is that when we begin to do that, we begin to go down the slippery slow path where we're accepting that toxic behavior, where we're allowing that in our life. And the only reason we're allowing that is we want them to accept us. We want them to endorse us. We want them to see our value. And they keep giving us this type of behavior. And eventually something's got to stop. Something's got to give. And usually it's us stepping back and hopefully realizing this, or getting burnt so many times and being sad about it and being let down about it and allowing that relationship to beat you up until you begin to see your value. So stay tuned. I have more coming up. Don't change the channel. Don't change it right yet. Not yet. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about triggers. I've been talking about feeling as though you're surrounded by those people that make you feel insecure or small or not validated. You know, the folks that give you the passive-aggressive behavior, the silent treatment, and then we deal with that type of behavior, and we wonder why we're dealing with this behavior over and over again, but we don't realize that we've been accustomed to this growing up as a child. We don't realize that we were accustomed to this, and this was part of our repertoire, and that's why we've allowed it in our life. That's why we allow it to happen. That's what this is all about. Because if we had never dealt with this and never been around it, would we ever allow bad behavior in our life? No, it's only because we're accustomed to it. And we're accustomed to it, and because we're accustomed to it, we accept it. And we accept it because we want the acceptance. We accept it because that's what happened before, and we try to get the acceptance, and we try to understand that acceptance, and we feel like if I get this acceptance from them, that's great. I can, and I think subconsciously, most people don't even realize they're looking for acceptance. They don't even look, don't know that they're looking for validation. And they don't even know that that's part of the deal. You might not even be aware of that. And I want you to think about that. You know, growing up, do you feel like you didn't get validation and acceptance from your parents? Do you feel like you were isolated? Do you feel like you were, you know, shunned? Do you feel like you were shunned by friends? Do you feel like it was very hard to make friends and you feel like a loner? think about all these different things that you might have defined yourself by based on the circumstances and situations of your life and how that impacts you on a daily basis, how that directly impacts you on a daily basis and how that creates fear within you. Because I know that it creates fear. I know it creates fearfulness. I know that, you know, worriness. I'm worried that this is going to happen. And we start wondering what's going to happen. If, for example, if we didn't get acceptance, we wonder if we'll ever get acceptance. And we keep trying to get it from other people. If we got shunned growing up and we didn't have friends, we want friends so badly, but it seems like people just don't want to be our friend. We seem to be choosing, you know, the wrong people. And that's very true because, like I was talking about earlier with the concept of abandonment. You know, when we have that as a fear base, that abandonment, we worry that everybody's going to abandon us. We worry that everybody is going to abandon us in our life and we're going to go through this abandonment. And that's normal. We worry about that. That's something that we worry about. And that abandonment can feel very real. And we go and get into relationships where that person does end up abandoning us. And it's either because they were going to abandon us because like attracts like. I have a fear of abandonment. That person's going to abandon you before you abandon them. It's interesting. And so we can use this as a scientific measuring. I want you to look at the relationship that's challenging at your workplace and start looking at it differently. What can we learn from this? What can we learn from this person? What can we learn from our triggers with this person? Instead of being triggered and allowing ourselves to be triggered, why don't we step back and the next time we get triggered, you need to be aware, okay, I was assuming this was going to happen at some point. Now, why am I feeling this way? And why am I allowing this person to allow me or to make me feel this way? And I want you to start digging deep into it because the more you can dig deep into this, the more you can begin to understand your plight. The more you understand your plight, the more we can actually solve this and stop these triggers. So the next time that you're triggered by passive-aggressive behavior or the silent treatment by somebody you know or work with, step back. Stop giving in like you have. I mean, I'm sure that you'll find some parallels as you grew up. Maybe your mom gave you the silent treatment and you begged her to talk. You begged her to talk to you. She didn't, and it made it worse and worse and worse, and you wanted more, and you'd cry, and you'd beg, and all that type of stuff. We need to look at this and say, okay, I'm getting triggered by this. Where is this coming from? I'm not going to respond like I have. If I'm feeling childlike, I need to sit with myself and understand where that's coming from, because that's a core wound right there. That's something that really needs to be analyzed. And I'm going to work on this, and I'm going to without this person knowing, I'm going to use them, not in a negative way, but I'm going to use them to understand why I'm being triggered and begin to right the wrongs of the past by not falling prey into this and by beginning to not give in of myself and start to create some solid boundaries so I don't feel the same way I did as I was growing up, so I can begin to capture some positive power. And we're going to be doing some more shows on this because I think this is so positive and so right up most people's alleys that they need to hear this because this is so important. Now, I just want you to think about that. That person that's annoying you, start using that to your advantage. Start understanding, okay, that they said this, it made me feel this. Why did it make me feel that? And start doing some journaling and understanding because that's going to help us to understand who you are, why you feel a certain way, and how to make these changes in our life so we don't fall trapped into this anymore and we can begin to understand ourselves, be more and more and more self-aware to create the life that we want and the life we deserve. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram. And we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first. But with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group. And we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.